Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Crick Bliksom Show. I am your host, Jack Blitz, and today we got an excellent show in store for you guys. But before we get started, we have a brief sponsor message. Do you guys like professional, beautiful, top-notch quality photos? Well, if you do, you got to check out ericblitzphotography.com. I repeat, ericblitzphotography.com. On his website, Eric has some excellent photos. He does travel, sports, nature photography. He does everything. You name it, he has got it. So you guys got to go check out ericblitzphotography.com. You will not regret it. You will love it. All right, so for today's show, I want to talk about a movie that I have been anticipating anxiously for a very long time, and that is Zach Braff's movie, Wish I Was Here. My father and I have been monetary backers for this film since its start, since pre-production, and we've been following it since then. It's been over a year now. And just a few days ago, they released their first images of the movie. It was their teaser trailer, and the trailer looked absolutely stunning. It was amazing. The thing that really stood out to me the most about it was the cinematography. It really was excellent. They had shots from all different locations. There was stuff on the beach, there was animation, there was stuff in a pool, they were in a house. So you name a location, they were there. But every single shot had one thing in common. It was excellent. The camera work was phenomenal. The lighting was great. So that was one thing I took away from the teaser trailer that automatically hooked me. And another thing they did in the teaser trailer that really served as a good hook and just got me wanting more is the fact that instead of using the teaser trailer to show one part of the film, maybe a couple scenes, they showed clips from every single part of the movie, which can get a little confusing because you're not following the story. But what it also does, and the good thing about it, is it shows you everything that the movie's about. Because in this movie, there's animation. It's kind of like two different storylines. He's a struggling... The storyline is that Zach Braff does play the main character, and the story is he's like a struggling actor who has a family he's struggling to support. That's the basis of it. So you kind of see two sides of his story. You see his acting career side, and you see his family side. So you get a mix for that. It is a little confusing, but at the same time, it hooks you because you want to go, I want to see what the story's about. This looks really interesting. There's two things going on at the same time, and it's really exciting. So that was another thing I really enjoyed about the teaser trailer is they really did a good job hooking the audience with their cinematography and the different clips from all over the movie. However, that is not the real reason I wanted to talk about the movie today. And the real reason I want to talk about it is the process, the unique process that Zach Braff went through to create this movie. And like I said a little bit earlier, this movie was primarily funded by a Kickstarter campaign. Monetary backers donated and they supported the film. So you guys probably go, well, that means it's a really low budget film. It is. But you guys probably go, low budget films, they're not as good as these top-notch Hollywood movies. For example, Captain America, which I talked about last week, it cannot be nearly as good as that, production quality, things like that. Well, first of all, Captain America is an action movie. This is a little bit action, but it's different. So they're different movies. Obviously, Captain America and movies like that are the big movies, the ones that come out even at the end of the year, those things are funded by major corporations. They got major actors. This movie is a lot lower notch, but it has the quality. It has the genius in the writing behind it. So just because this is a low-budget film does not mean anything. This is going to be one of the best movies of the year, in my opinion, because of the amazing process they went through. And by the way, you go, low-budget film, no actors, not true. Let me name you three actors that are in this film. You got Kate Hudson. Everyone knows Kate Hudson. Jim Parsons, Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory, and Josh Gad, the voice on the new phenomenal movie Frozen. So you got those are three right there. You got even more exceptional actors in this movie. So if that's on another reason that you're hooked, in addition to that teaser trailer, I don't know what it's going to be, what's going to get you, except for the fact that at Sundance, the Sundance Film Festival, which is one of the biggest film festivals in the entire world, probably the only one that's better, maybe, is the Venice Film Festival. But besides that, this low-budget film that Zach Braff created with these excellent actors, great cinematography, in a rough cut was sent to Sundance. It got a standing ovation, was getting offers immediately after it was shown, and Focus Features, which is the company that actually made the Academy Award nominated Dallas Buyers Club movie, picked up the Wish I Was Here movie. So that means this is going to be good. They're dedicated to excellence. That is Focus Features, and so is Zach Braff. So the combination is going to be amazing. It got a standing ovation at Sundance. It's got Kate Hudson, Jim Parsons, got Josh Gad, amazing teaser trailer. Clips looked amazing. The animation was excellent. You guys got to go check that out, the teaser trailer, if you have not. And Zach Braff has done an excellent job with movies in the past. You got to take that into account as well. In his movie Garden State, he did an excellent job. And just the amount of dedication he's put into this film and the loyalty he's shown to his Kickstarter campaigns, Kickstarter backers through his Kickstarter campaign has been amazing as well. And put yourself in his shoes. He's made this, which is anticipated to be an excellent movie, low-budget movie, through this funding. He's got amazing actors. It's just going to be phenomenal. The process is so unique. It's so different than a normal Hollywood film. So I'm very excited to see this. I'm going to go see it the day it comes out. It comes out in July, by the way. So everyone's got to go see it. Check out the teaser trailer. If you have not, you just got to do it. It's going to be amazing. Zach Braff is awesome. All right, so that wraps up today's show, guys. Wish I Was Here. Go check it out. Thanks for watching. Remember, leave us comments, suggestions, opinions, critiques below. We always read them. We're open to them. We appreciate it, and I will see you guys next week. Thank you all so much.